Hello, everyone, and welcome to Elcut, The Next Step. I'm Overlord One Eye, and also with me here is Overlord Casper. I'm not usually a host of these roundtable discussions and these public pronouncements of Elcut, The Next Step, but I feel I must come on and explain what's about to happen here. And with the help of Overlord Casper, we can be able to do it.
Overlord One Eye, his strengths are many. His profundities are deep. His interlocking perceptions are awe-inspiring and can round them up and send them into the barn by 5 p.m. But as a public speaker, as you can tell, he leaves much to be desired. We have a certain leveling for that, which is something that is only slightly humiliating, but nonetheless, since you wanted to be on...
I understand.
All right, I just thought I'd explain it.
Don't drag it out, just do it, Christ.
Well, don't give me any... All right, you asked for it.
You're not allowed, no overlord is allowed to take glee and happiness and joy in leveling another overlord.
This is a leveling that is very rare, but is allowed when we are trying to set an overlord over the cheese, what we call the cheese in the trap. We don't want the overlord going into the trap for the cheese. We want him to veer. We want him to hover over the cheese, look at the cheese and say, that cheese is mine. Are you ready?
I stand ready. I stand corrected.
I must admit I'm getting kicks out of this.
Okay, you feel good?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay, because I just got livid. I got to look like a jackass instead of all these monkeys. Thanks a lot.
And Overlord One Eye, you should be feeling much better now.
I am, but as I said, you got your cookies.
I did not get my... Oh, wow. I don't try to get my cookies, you know, leveling overlords.
Oh, you forgot what it's called. That calls for leveling. That's called you... dropped your cookies when you wanted to get them.
Yes, and Elcut, The Next Step, it's called dropping our cookies when we wanted to get them. I didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do it, but I did. And now I got the overlord, but I given me, you know, the level thing.
Okay, fine. Nobody can understand a word you're saying. Thank you very much.
As I was saying, I was trying to give you some props for showing up because you're not known in Elcut, The Next Step, Overlord One Eye, as anyone that can put two words together. You sound like a dribbling, drooling street organist.
Oh! Okay, man.
Okay, man, what?
Nothing.
And so today on Elcut, The Next Step, we bring forth Bugs Wilcut. Bugs Wilcut survived his priesterly training over the course of many years and was thus anointed an overlord. He was Dr. Ed Elcut and became priesterly overlord Bugs Wilcut.
Thank you very much, Overlord Casper, Overlord One Eye, or Left Eye, excuse me.
Yeah, the name's One Eye, but...
No, the name is Left Eye, I thought.
You're right. Yeah.
The leveling I can see has left you drained. It has left you leaving drippings, as we say in Elcut, The Next Step. When a leveling is not thorough and does not siphon the mind, tighten it, compact it, and wrap it in saran wrap, we call it leaving drippings. So as you walk, there's something on the street behind you dripping from your pants.
In Elcut, The Next Step, as an overlord, I'm allowed these small humiliations because of the time I've spent climbing the ladder to overlord status.
Now, I am Overlord Bugs Wilcut, and I'd like to present to you tonight something a bit different. In the world that we describe as you people, you often will listen to us here in Elcut, The Next Step, and think that it is a normal process by which we learn, we understand, and we then lift to the next gradation, ultimately floatitating to overlord status. But you really don't know the extent to which we have to put ourselves through test after test, put ourselves through trial after trial, put ourselves through every kind of mountain climbing.
And you just heard there, Doctor, excuse me.
Aha!
I've reached that level of drain to the street where I'm allowed to level you.
Yes, I know it.
You misstepped, you misspoke, and you missed out. Have fun.
Hey.
No, I get to do it as long as I want to do it.
I understand, Natalie. Yes, this is a level that bugs Lil Kyle. I just said, doctor, you fucking cunt.
I bet you're enjoying that, aren't you, Bugs Wilcott?
I don't like being called Bugs Wilcott, but I'll accept it from you. And yes, I am enjoying it. And you, Overlord Casper, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better, but I have to say, there comes a time when your draining to the street has to be cut off. The plumber is called. Roto-Rooter is sent away.
What Overlord Casper is speaking of is a process after one reaches Overlord status, whereby he is able to what we call drain to the street. That is, articulate the wrongs that he felt were done to him, articulate the pains, articulate the unnecessary attacks that one had to endure while one was elevating or flotitating to Overlord status. That was my life. Many of you who joined us weekly
said join us.
I know what I said. I said join us, but I'm hosting. I am paneling the roundtable panela. See?
Yes, so you're pulling rank.
I'm going to be pulling rank all night long. Anybody want to step into the leveling gun area?
No, not me.
No.
Okay. Now, many of you are listening and you're saying, Dr. Elcott, you're being a bit harsh. You're being a bit dictatorial. Perhaps you're being a little bossy. But I have my reasons, and the reasons are these. To quote John Travolta in the film The Thin Red Line, I think it was.
Well,
what do you want?
Nothing.
The Thin Red Line, he said, you, actually, Nick Nolte, you should say right now that you ate untold buckets of shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's right. In Draining to the Street, we, as overlords recently floatitated, are allowed to binge, purge, then binge more, and then purge more. This is what we call draining it right to the street, one flush. When we binge and we purge, we are releasing from our gut, out of our throat, out of our mouth, out onto a driveway, all of the angst and insult that we had to endure at the hands of these overlords. That's why tonight, I will drain it to the street, and I'll call the city to have it...
Oh, smoking cigars again, huh?
I had one cigar while they were betting NC2A football. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we call draining it all the way to the street. Have the city come.
The hell's wrong with you?
Don't be disrespectful.
You're beginning to be disrespectful to the process. Bugs Wilcott, we allowed you to go ahead and to parade and flounce your drain to the street tonight. But you're not able to even get out the words.
What's going on with you? Are you belittling the drain to the street process?
I can assure you, no, I'm not.
Then say what needs to be said. All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott. What I was saying is that tonight, I will be allowed to drain it to the street. Take every hurt and every wrong, every insult, every bucket of, yes, shit, that I, Bugs Wilcott...
You're about to say Dr. Ed Elcott. What's going on with you anyway?
Overlord One-Eye, please, please, please keep your hillbilly mouth shut.
That's very...
Don't say a word. This is my time. This is my drain to the street.
This is Elcott the Next Step. This evening with Overlords One-Eye, Casper, and Bugs Wilcott. Elcott the Next Step. A new way, the new brew. A new, fresh way of dealing with life. Fresh, right out of the fields, squeezed on your plate. A new lifestyle. Elcott. The Next Step.
And welcome back here to Elcott the Next Step. Tonight, I am draining to the street until it hits the gutter, call the city, and have it hosed into a manhole. That's what I was trying to say. That's what the process is called here in Elkhart, the next step. While I was a priesterly, I had to suffer the indignation of repeated levelings. Levelings that some feel may have left me slightly crippled in the right side of my mouth. There are times when I lisp. There are times when it sounds as if I've got a loose tooth. There are times that... See that there?
Oh, you're doing that on purpose.
You're doing that on... You haven't talked like that ever.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
You're talking like you just got leveled.
No, I am not talking... Again, Overlord One-Eye, you're great. One-on-one, you are great when you're getting your hands dirty and digging in to the liturgy of Elkhart the Next Step, but as a public-facing face of the organization, as one who shows himself as a representative of the organization...
I just heard the lisp.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's the repeated levelings have left me with a slight lift right there.
You said lift.
No, I didn't. You mother-shagging hillbilly.
Oh, man!
Dr. Elkhart. Bugs. I didn't mean to call...
You would call me by my priesterly name?
I'd better bane pill.
I think he made a mistake. With all due respect, Bugs Wilcott.
You know now that you have to address me in the Formica. That is the formal and Ica. Ica, one of the founding members of our liturgy. That is the floration and robe wearing.
The formal and Ica came about in the early 1990s when we decided that we wanted to reconstitute.
You just said we.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
I think the time has come for Overlord One-Eye to just go ahead and crawl into that corner and go to sleep.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you going to continue with the drain to the street?
Oh. Draining to the street tonight, I will tell you that I was leveled so many times, as I mentioned, that I now have a permanently loose tooth in the back of my mouth on the right side, which sounds like kind of a half lisp and a half drool. There are times when I am talking to people I want to impress, people who may do me some good, some of them females, some of them very attractive females, and I notice after I go into the bathroom that drool has been just pouring from the right side of my mouth.
Elkhart, the next step.
This evening and this afternoon, we welcome you to Elkhart, the next step. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott. And we have had to muscle our way into today's presentation by Overlord One-Eye and Overlord Casper, because I want to drain to the street, have the city come and hose down the gutter until it hits a manhole. I have it coming to me. I ate more buckets of... We don't say that word in Elkhart the Next Step unless it's distorted and sounds like a bird. But I have been forced to eat untold buckets of it. I have been forced to sing and dance and skip like I'm some ape on the end of a chain, looking through the bars, waiting for the day that he's released and he can tear somebody's face off.
Oh my God.
Elkhart, the next step.
And the drain to the street continues.
That was me. I was Elkhart. I was Dr. Ed Elkhart. And I sat there biding my time on a park bench, on what I call the park bench of humiliation, in Elkhart the Next Step, waiting for that moment when I could take every last one of the overlords, shove them all into a bus, drive it off a cliff, and have it explode when it hits the bottom, just like in the movies.
That sound is the sound of the Overlord copter landing. That is the figurative or spiritual copter or flying machine that lands and pushes out all the overlords to observe the indignation of a floatitated overlord talking of his past, draining to the street. The overlords will now depart and head back to their lounge where there is mash whiskey waiting.
What a load of shit that is.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can't do that, Bugs Wilcott. You can have your opinions, but you can't completely just absolutely ignore and disgrace the liturgy of Elcott.
I'm sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
Say it louder.
I'm sorry.
Do it better.
I'm sorry. Okay? Said I'm sorry.
Oh, don't cry like a goddamn bitch.
Elcott, the next step.